My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Hey, J360 Legion, welcome to another J360 Mini Bytes.
Monster Fest, J360 Radio.
All right, they get it. I'm here. Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? This is J-Man, of course, here for episode 228 of the Mini Bytes. And let me just tell you this, Monster Fest is in full swing. More and more horror movies are coming up on the lineup right now. And then not to mention, I've just been mixing and matching, watching some classics while watching some newer ones. And I do have some ratings I'm going to have to send your way like later on this week. But let me tell you this, man. This first week has been awesome. Oh my god. Like, from the beginning of the opening ceremonies to the Nightmare Tales and then going into J360 Jams 100, I can clearly say we've been knocking it out of the park this season. Oh my god. I still can't believe we crossed those milestones like we did. I mean, think about it. 350 episodes. This series is about to get to 230 in no time and stuff. Like, and then not only that, but Jams has finally hit 100. That is a great thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have finally crossed that threshold, and we are still moving forward on things. Which reminds me, let's see. This week is supposed to be Jams TV, right? Now that I think about it. Well, let me go take a look at the playlist and stuff, because things are not due until Wednesday. And tomorrow is Wednesday, so let me get a good look at things before I go ahead and announce this stuff. But I do gotta say, like, the next steps are really, really looking good. But I do want to turn this over to the J360 Legion. For next Friday's feature, what do you guys want? Because there's gonna be a choice. Do you want a J360 Halloween mixtape? Or do you want a J360 Jams 101 next week? Let me know these things, because there's a poll being ran on Instagram right now, and then there will be a poll being ran tomorrow on the J360 Facebook itself. So I would like to know, like, which one you guys would want, to be perfectly honest with you, because this is where you get to choose the shows a little bit. And I don't mind, like, you know, making a feature for Friday and all. It should be really cool. This week, however, like I said again, let me get a good look at how the music videos are all lined up, and then we'll go ahead and see how we're gonna roll this stuff out. But, of course, you are getting the Mini Bytes tonight, and you're getting the J-Man Show 351 tomorrow. And then, not to mention, like, I hope you guys have been enjoying some of the clips that we do have being thrown your way, you know, scaring the living hell out of you from here to there. That scene from The Stuff gets me all the time, man, you know, because here I am thinking that Garrett Morse was going to make it, and then all of a sudden, well, you see how hollowed out he is, and not to mention, like, the way that shit just ate him whole like that on the inside. Oh, man. And then not only that, people have been eating it. Yeah. I know I was supposed to do, like, a big recap for The Stuff, but a lot of you guys know what The Stuff is. And then the thing about The Stuff is, don't eat it. And then advertising can be evil, because it'll make you want to eat it. Are you eating it, or is it eating you? And the answer is both. Man, I'll tell you one thing. Halloween is notorious for this, because, you know, like how we get a lot of candy on Halloween, or how we get a lot of food in general and stuff, and all we want to do is gorge it down and everything. Like, sometimes you see it where people are starving and people are not getting food, and then that's already bad enough, but you see the stories of when people overeat too much, and then they can't stop eating and keep on eating. Eat, 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 and then, like, you know, they see whether they gain a pound, or they see, like, there's a moment where all of it comes back tenfold, and it looks like the person's about to explode. crazy stuff indeed. I remember seeing a Tales from the Dark Side episode where, you know, this woman had this insatiable appetite. I mean, first she was, you know, she was plump. And then all of a sudden she started eating this special food that was sent to, like, different people. And then as she ate the food, she got thinner and thinner. But the thing about it is, though, there were a moment where, like, if she didn't eat that food, she would relapse and get fat. She didn't want to get fat no more. So she kept eating the food and stuff to the point where she started to become a husk herself. Man, that's a creepy way to go. I'm just being perfectly honest. Halloween or the holidays in general make you not want to eat stuff. I'm just being perfectly honest with you. But, you know, and pardon to those that actually go through that stuff. But, yeah, that is just a terrible way to go. Like, if anything, that's a bit of nightmare fuel for me, you know. Don't mess with the food, damn it. You know? Oh, man. But, yeah, I've been thinking of... That's one of those things that, you know, because we all need to eat. So, it's like, yeah, somebody offers you something, they got some of that special stuff that allegedly caused you to, you know, have weight control or something. Like, God, that movie Thinner. That movie Thinner comes into mind. That's one of the Stephen King movies that actually is creepy, you know, alongside It. Cujo's not really creepy that much, unless you watched it for the first time. If you're watching for the first time, it'll probably scare you, but looking back on it, Stephen King films are kind of hit or miss, you know? And then what was that one where, like, all the cars and trucks came to life, Maximum Overdrive? I don't think I got to watch that one, like, from beginning to end. I think, like, there are times where certain movies like that, I would fall asleep in the middle of it, and that is notorious for it. The only thing I can remember, really, is the Green Goblin. Yeah, the Green Goblin truck. And even then, it wasn't officially called the Green Goblin truck, you know, because of reasons. But we all know who the hell that is. So, yeah, I'm sitting over here just working on some more outlines for things. But I wanted to say this, though, like, creepy things that come into play like that, man, just... It's always inspiring to me, and I really do love the way that's going. Not to mention, I am working on getting another interview for Project Conference all lined up and ready to go. You guys will love it. The guest is amazing. And not to mention, it's a filmmaker. And here's the thing. I think the name starts with Clock Out and it ends with Films. So I may have a chance to talk to the you know, Dan Davis himself from Clock Out Films. See, I'm very excited about it, which is why I was like, oh my God, finally, you know what I mean? Oh, this would be the way to work this out, and you guys will be able to tune into it. It won't be a live presentation, mind you, but you will be seeing something pretty cool this coming weekend. So I do have that lined up for you as well. And if anybody else wants to be on Project Conference, you know what I mean, email me at j360productions@outlook.com, or if you're a musician, email me at j360jams@gmail.com. Okay? So, and then, like, what else do I have lined up for you all? Yes. This has been a secret plan of sorts, but for those of you that sign up to the J360 Productions Discord and also are on the Legion Hall on the Instagram, you guys are going to be in for a special treat, too, because we're going to be rolling out something for you all this week. Matter of fact, it does start Thursday at 8. You're going to be seeing some screenings. Oh, yes. only the best for the J360 Legion. And that being said, you know, you can help me actually get through some of these films, whether they're schlocky or whether they're downright scary. And, of course, you know, some that are just filled with so much gore, you'll be like, damn. So, yeah, we're going to have ourselves some fun this Monster Fest. And not like we did in the last few Monster Fests, but, you know, we're stepping it up every time. And then not to mention, as for some more J360 TV features, I'm thinking next week would be pretty cool to roll some of those out for you. So, you know, you're just going to have to stay tuned to see how things go down and what happens next. But as we get to the end here, let me remind you what your schedule is. You have the Minibus happening right now. You have the J-Man show happening tomorrow night. And then Thursday, you really don't have anything. That's still pretty open. And then Friday, you have... if possible, J360 Jams TV 11. And then, of course, you have coming up on, let's see, Saturday at best, you'll probably have Project Conference 14. So stay tuned with me, folks. This is going to be a pretty big deal happening for you all. You just keep this in mind, right? Monster Fest is here, and we ain't holding back on anything. And then not to mention, there's going to be a nice recap folder for you all so you can catch up on a few things. Indeed, indeed. And, you know, stay tuned to J360 Radio and J360 TV because, like I said, it'll be here and then it'll go away before you know it because I get the feeling like Christmas is upon us. And I don't think I'm wrong about that. Matter of fact, you can say it's just right there. Nobody cares about turkeys anymore. I'm going to have too much fun with it. But hey, guys, like I said, lots of great stuff in store for you all. And, you know, if you want to vote into that poll, it's right there on Instagram.com/J360Productions. It's in the stories. So, you know, you can go ahead and put your votes there. Reason why we're going with that one first is that's where more engagement is. I don't feel like walking through Musttown, you know, for anything. But for those of you that are on Twitter, you know, let me know that you're there so that I can go ahead and, you know, use it more. Like I said, if the demand is there, then it shall be used. You get my drift? Now, for those of you wondering about, well, actually, no. I'm not even going to say that one. You're just going to have to wait and see how that unfolds. But until then, I want you all to really take care of yourselves. We will catch up again soon. And this is J-Man signing off. Peace.